Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Bradley. I'm calling from Capital One on a recorded line as well. I have a cardholder with some transactions appearing on their account from a company with this phone number. I'm just trying to help them figure out, you know, what the transaction was for and go from there.
Okay, I can take a look for you, sir. First, I'll just need the customer's zip code and then name.
Okay. Is it okay if I bring them online on the line to provide any other information you may need?
That's fine, sir.
Okay. All right. Just a moment. Ms. Page, thank you very much for,
yes,
for your patience on that hold. So I have a representative with the customer service team who's going to help us try to locate that that charge and hopefully get some more information about it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, can I just have your zip code and name?
Pardon me?
Can I have your zip code first and then your name?
20855 Melanie Page.
So that's 20855. Okay, and I do see this name.
20855.
That's Melanie Page.
That's correct.
Okay. For security purposes, could you verify your billing address and I can go over the charge?
17413 Park Mill Drive, Durwood, Maryland, 20855.
Okay, so I see here, ma'am, there was an order placed on January 30th for a smartwatch where you only paid shipping for $7.95. And let's see, according
okay. That might have been my kid who did that. I don't know. It wasn't me.
Okay, well, with the smartwatch purchase, according to the terms and conditions, you were placed under a limited time trial offer. But once it ended, you were enrolled in our...
Well, I have not received anything yet. And if that's the case, then I would like to return it.
Okay, one moment. But once that trial period ended, ma'am, you were enrolled in our Gadgets Club membership. And with this membership, you would have access to the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is where the watch is from, along with a $120.
I'm not interested.
Okay. I can go ahead and cancel the membership now. And I do see that that charge there for the membership monthly rate has canceled. It went on a decline.
Okay,
status.
That was $56 and...
It's $56.95.
However many cents?
$56.95. But fortunately, we don't charge the client payment, so it won't go through once you're canceled.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Fortunately, ma'am, we don't charge the client payments, so the status of that order was declined for the membership, so you won't be charged.
Okay.
And now that
is that the $56?
Yes, the charge for $56.95. And I do see here that that smartwatch was delivered. It was delivered at on February, well, actually today at 1:26 p.m.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess my mail is still out in my mailbox.
Okay, well, the membership is canceled. You will receive a cancellation email within 24 hours. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, if you'll give me just a moment. Would you like me to return the item if it's in my box?
Okay, ma'am. I can explain that for you again. So the watch is paid off. You were only promised to pay shipping for the watch.
Okay.
But according to the terms and conditions, the membership for the store, which is where the watch was from, you were charged for. You were charged for a membership, which is separate.
Okay.
But that membership is
canceled. Okay.
Okay. Okay, are you ready?
Okay, you can go ahead and give me the number.
Okay, it's C as in Charlie. 258-891-019.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
All right.
Capital One, are you still here?
Yep, I'm still.